The Rama says that Mutter do Atmona is slum in rocks, even though they're moist of Hevel. It's a Mosul Ashticha. It's very uncommon for someone to be Matman. They're tafshal to cook food in slum and rocks. And therefore, Chazal are not good as Isra Atmona on that. And the Mishnah explains the rocks we're talking about are small stones, which you could get fire from them. They're called Avnei Esh, stones of fire. I'm not sure today's world exactly which rocks they are. Maybe some people know. In any case, this is a special heter because it's not common at all for someone to Atmona in rocks because they could break the pot and they ruin the food. And Mr. Burke explained that something that you sometimes are not, and you sometimes will stick your tafshal into, even if it's not common, still Chazar Geyser. It's only because these rocks is very uncommon to Atmon, and that's what Chazar not Geyser. Mr. Burke brings that the Marshal writes in the Tshuva that Efer Cham, someone has hot ashes, he wants the Matman of that, that's considered Dovah She'en Moisah Hevel. Something that's not Moisah Hevel, and therefore you are allowed to do Atmon on Erev Shabbos, unless the ashes are still mixed in coals, then the hot coals are Moisah Hevel. Because hot ashes are not moist of Hevel. Obviously, now the ashes are hot, but that's only because they're hot from the coals that they previously got hot from. Therefore, the considered something that's not moist of Hevel, and Mishlur brings other frames. So also, this idea that anything that's not moist of Hevel, that's currently hot, that's still considered a Darvish Ein Moist of Hevel, as long as in of itself does not add heat, that's called a Darvish Ein Moist of Hevel, and you can do Atmon on it on Erev Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, you can do Matman and these things, it's called Ein Moist of Hevel, if currently it's hot. The Mechaber says in Sif Dal that even though you cannot do Atmon on Shabbos, in a Dovash in Moisah Hevel. If you did Atmona in a Dovash in Moisah on Erev Shabbos, and now on Shabbos it got uncovered, you're allowed to put it back in. It's not called to be Matman on Shabbos and Dover in a Dovash in Moisah Hevel, which you're not allowed to do. But since it's Ray Hutman, who's already surrounded by that Dovash in Moisah Hevel on Erev Shabbos, and now you're just taking it out and putting it back in, so that's not a problem. It's returning it to its old Atmona. And Mishnah Berurah explains it doesn't make a difference if it got uncovered by itself or if you intentionally uncovered it. Having a mind to recover it, it's all fine. The main point is, though, there has to be that it was Kutman on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, it got uncovered, now you're allowed to recover it. As opposed to, if it was Kutman on Erev Shabbos and it got uncovered, still on Erev Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, you want to recover it, that's a problem. That's considered like a do Atmana now on Shabbos, and that's also a do, even with the Dover She'en and Moisav Hevel, because you're not allowed to be Matman on Shabbos, even with the Dover She'en and Moisav Hevel. Now, Shulchan Aruch says also, if you want a moisif on the covering on Shabbos, it was hutman from before Shabbos, you'll have a moisif on the and on to the covering on Shabbos. And the same thing if you wanted to get out from one covering and put a different covering, if one covering is the first one higher than the second thing higher than the first one, it's all fine. Even if originally it was only wrapped up in a sheet and now you want to wrap it up in a thicker covering and it's going to stay warmer, it doesn't make a difference. It was hutman from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, you want to switch it to wrap it up with something thicker, that's all fine. As long as the food is fully cooked. However, the food is not fully cooked, so now to put in a thicker wrapping or to be moisif to add onto the covering is also, that's going to cause it to get cooked faster. And that's a problem, partially of Bishel. Partially the problem of Bishel of cooking is you're helping it cook. If you look in the Be'er Loch, that brings Mahlik Zachrinim, if it's possible to say this, by Dovah She'ein Moisif Hevel, adding on more wrapping that causes it to cook, it's just going to cause it to retain its heat. It's not going to cause it to add heat. And that's Mahlik Zachrinim if this is really a problem of Bishel or not. It's if Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you take the Tavshul and the Shabbos from the Kli that's in, you put it into a Kli Sheni. So now there's no problem of doing Atmano with a Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel. There's no issue of doing Atmano with a Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel on Shabbos in the Kli Sheni, only the original Kli Rishon. Because if it's done in Kli Sheni, then it falls under the same heading as the next Siv Siv Vav, that Darvish Tzayin, something that's cold, there's no issue of doing Atmano in a Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel. In a Darvish Moisav Hevel, we also do Atmano. Whether it's Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, whether it's hot or cold, there's a Moisav Hevel, you're adding heat. However, a Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel, the holy shua atmana on Shabbos Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel is the retaining of the heat. And therefore, if it's something that's cold, that's currently not hot, you're allowed to atmana in that, on that on Shabbos. And who are then, if it's something that's hot, but it's no longer a Kli Rishon, now it's a Kli Sheni, also you're allowed to atmana on that on Shabbos. The only issur of the atmana on Darvish Ein Moisav Hevel on Shabbos, only a hot food that's in a Kli Rishon that was not hutman, mi bo'yim from before Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and to evolve, that any time atmana is usur, it's also to do Atmana, even if the food is fully cooked, even if the stomach viral, even if it's detrimental for it to retain its heat. As opposed to the Mishnah Berurah explained by Shehiel, it was a machlokes, it's past the point of my Chavon Dissoni, if it is Shehiel or not. Everyone agreed in the Simeration of Gimel, but she everyone agreed that if the Mushko Tarch is fully cooked, that the stomach viral, it's detrimental for it to continue to stay hot. Everyone agreed there's no Issa Shehiel. However, by Atmana, Chazan, the French, whether it's meant food for Shabbos day or for Friday night, it's always Isser of doing Atmana. It does not make a difference, stomach of Yeralim, stomach of Yofaloi, or if it's for Friday night, or if it's for Shabbos day. And with Hashem, tomorrow we'll see that there are other shittas about this, but this is the Ikar Halal.